From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Thursday, July 30th, 2020. The Mills administration announced today that it is investing $1 million in an effort to reduce racial and ethnic disparities related to COVID-19. Mufalo Chittum, executive director for the Maine Immigrant Rights Coalition, says the funding's needed for education and outreach.
On behalf of the Maine Immigrant Rights Coalition, our community organizations, we are very grateful for being seen.
The Mills administration says the funding will go directly to organizations run and led by the communities they serve. 122 people have now died of COVID-19 in Maine. Today, the Maine Center for Disease Control is also reporting 22 new cases. Calais Regional Hospital wants to exit bankruptcy temporarily for long enough to qualify for a federal aid program. After an unsuccessful lawsuit, the Bangor Daily News reports that Calais Regional is asking a judge to dismiss its Chapter 11 bankruptcy case so it can seek at least $1.8 million in Paycheck Protection Program funding that it had been denied. And scattered through the $2 trillion Federal CARES Act are dozens of tax changes aimed at softening the economic blow caused by the pandemic. Maine lawmakers now need to decide which of those changes should be incorporated in the state's tax laws. Mal Leary has more.
Governor Janet Mills is proposing that the state conform to some, but not all, of the federal changes, citing extended costs in the tens of millions of dollars. Maine Revenue Services attorney Daniel D'Alessandro briefed the legislature's taxation committee Thursday.
The administration's proposal is designed to avoid raising taxes and to provide tax stability while conforming to those federal changes that will have the greatest impact on the state of Maine.
Under current law, Maine businesses would be taxed for any loans forgiven under the Paycheck Protection Program. The Mills proposal would lift the tax on those loans. The cost of the governor's proposal is about $10 million over 2 years, but could change as Congress considers several federal tax adjustments as part of its overall pandemic relief effort. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
In weather tonight, showers and storms ending with skies partially clearing and lows in the high 50s to the mid-60s. As we've been hearing in a tweet early today, President Donald Trump suggested delaying the November elections because of the coronavirus pandemic. Maine's two senators sharply criticized the suggestion, and Mal Leary has details.
Both Republican Susan Collins and Independent Angus King expressed disbelief that Trump would suggest the election be moved and raise the specter of fraud.
To imply that there's going to be widespread fraud in the election is a disservice to the American people.
Collins was joined by several other Republican senators and by House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy of California, who issued statements critical of Trump for questioning the security of the November vote.
It is not appropriate or useful to sow the seeds of doubt about the legitimacy of any election, much less a presidential election.
It's just one more example of this president's contempt for our system and the safeguards that are built into our Constitution.
King says, as he has often noted, Trump's tweets could be confusing and send contradictory messages.
We can have a safe election. We can do it in part with mail-in ballots. Interestingly, in his tweet, he seems to say absentee is okay, mail-in is not okay. In many cases, those are the same things.
While Congress is deadlocked on passage of another pandemic relief package, there appears to be strong bipartisan opposition to the idea of postponing the fall election. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
Governor Janet Mills announced today that as of Monday, the Maine State Housing Authority will double its rental assistance to eligible households from $500 a month to as much as $1,000 for a period of up to 3 months. Mills says she's dedicating an initial $5 million in coronavirus relief funds to support that expansion.
And that assistance may also be used to pay arrearages and, I believe, in some cases, utilities when it's part of the rent. So in accepting that payment, the landlord will agree not to evict the tenant for non-payment for the month the payment was issued.
Mills today also signed an executive order increasing the amount of time month-to-month renters have before they can be evicted for non-payment. The order also maintains increased penalties for landlords who might try to evict tenants by unlawful means, such as turning off utilities. And the University of Maine's received a patent for a process to create more environmentally friendly construction materials using a slurry of tiny cellulose fibers derived from wood.
So in a way, it's like wood gluing wood together.
UMaine Chemical and Biomedical Engineering Professor Doug Bosefield, the co-inventor of the process, says when it's dried, this combination of wood chips and cellulose nanofibers becomes a hard material that can be shaped into boards without the use of formaldehyde.
And the biggest advantage of this is that you have now no formaldehyde off-gassing of these products. So if they're inside a building, you would have much lower danger anyway of formaldehyde in the air that we breathe.
Bosefield also says the process can use off-grade or waste wood. UMaine says it's actively seeking a development partner for the technology. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. I'm Nora Flaherty.